Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And in this half hour Motown Memories, we're featuring two Motown artists, Stevie Wonder and The Temptations, in their top three songs. Well, more than any other superstar from Motown's golden age, except for Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder continues to endure as a contemporary force of such magnitude that it seems impossible that he's been recording songs for over 40 years. Well, Stevie continues to reinvent himself and using his own creative forces over the last three decades, introducing the Moog synthesizer to the masses and investing his music with a great social conscience. Well, Stevie was born May 13, 1950 in Saginaw, Michigan, and he was not born blind, but apparently lost his sight as a result of receiving too much oxygen in the hospital incubator. When he was three, his mother moved the great family that he had to Detroit, where the radio offered their rambunctious child an instant rhythm and blues education. Well, harmonica and piano came naturally to him, and word of his amazing gift spread as he duetted with guitar pal John Glover. It was only a matter of time until someone from Motown caught wind of his talent, and that fellow was the record label's Miracles' Ronnie White. Well, Ronnie recalled that my brother talked to me about this guy. He talked to me, and I'd put him off. Well, I don't know how much time had passed, maybe a year, but he caught me and trapped me one day, and he said, "Look, this guy's coming over. Why don't you come on over right now?" So I said, "Okay, okay." I went over, and this little blind kid had his drums set up in my mother's living room, and he was playing drums, bongos rather, and blowing harmonica and singing. Well, it just blew my mind. Well, here is the first live song that ever reached number one, Stevie's third most popular song, Fingertips. It reached number one in 1963. Here is the complete unedited version, parts one and parts two, right here on Motown Memories.
Yeah! Yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, now I'm gonna do a song taken from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called, Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you want to do. Yeah. Yeah.
Now harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time for birds to fly to southern sky. No leaves. No Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring, but what it is, though oh so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever. I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care about you. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my.
What we need to survive together.
combination of Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder together. That was Ebony and Ivory, and they reached number one from 1982, and that was released on the Columbia record label, but it was the biggest selling song that Stevie Wonder ever had during his entire career. The second most popular song was the one we heard before that, I Just Called to Say I Love You, number one, from 1982. And we started with the third most popular song that Stevie ever had. His first number one song, Fingertips, Parts 1 and Parts 2. He was billed as Little Stevie Wonder, and he was 12 years old when that song reached number one from 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature the fifth of five artists this hour on their top three songs. Well, the last of five artists this hour, coming up, The Temptations. Well, along with their female counterparts, The Supremes, The Temptations were the glamour and glory group of Motown's golden years. Their choreography was rehearsed to razor-sharp precision, 10 moving feet moving as two. They even introduced their own often imitated dance, the Temptations Walk. Well, their harmonic blend was sinfully sumptuous. Whoever fronted the quintet at any given instance during the Temptations' career was riveting in his passion. This was the ultimate and ultra-polished Motown City soul, bursting with infinite pop crossover potential entirely realized as the decade went on in the 1960s. Well, here is the third most popular song from The Temptations, My Girl, number one from 1965, right here on Motown Memories.
Whenever I wanted to,
oh, I can build a castle.
so desire. This couldn't be a dream, or too real it all seems. But it was just my imagination.
Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. During this entire hour, we featured five Motown artists and their top three songs. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists, including the five we've featured in this edition of Motown Memories, along with the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.